Hello everyone, and welcome to the final GGW7 qualifier recording. Let me just start out by saying that the entries I received this round were quite frankly amazing. So, let's get going and scroll on through this word file. Starting with PK. PK, you write incredibly well, in a way that's captivating and entertaining and all that good shit. But my god, the werewolf crap is kinda getting old. I have no connection, love, or understanding of this character set from this piece, and that's a big problem when tapping into your werewolf saga fiction binges. I mean, it kind of goes without saying, but I guess I'll say it anyway, because that's what I do, that you construct sentences well and you tell a story well. You are a storyteller, and I can read your stuff and be captivated by your stuff, and that's always a plus. But now, it's playoff time. And, you know, it's time to show me that grit and power and impact that has carried you so far throughout your reign of terror in the AGWC. The time has come. It's come. That's really all I got. You're in the game, and I'll get back to this later. Next up, Black Gabriel. To be honest, I've seen better in this category. You could have opted for some guiding punctuation to make the flow better, for example. And, well, honestly, while I'm a fan of grit, this is grit that I've seen. Now, the plus is that a bunch of old ladies being offed is just hilariously entertaining and puts a hellish smile on my face. But that's really about it here. You've offered other pieces for me over the course of this contact that have just had so much more compelling weight, impact, and power that this just comes off as cookie cutter to me. It's good, but it's not a gem, and you have given me gems. And really, this is kind of one of those things that should be in the tutorial of GGW. What's the way to succeed? Constantly move higher. Always violate the envelope. And this is a step back, not a push forward. So, you know, once again, you and PK are both already in the playoffs, so there isn't really a whole lot for you guys to lose here, but it's always good to keep in top form when, you know, you're competing. Frosted. This was a good piece. I'm not 100% happy with your line breaks and rhyme scheme, you know, pushing at parts, but I will say that this piece was a great one to submit to me. I relate to the subject matter, and not only do I see you in this piece, but I see myself in this piece as well, and that just deserves mad fucking props. Moving on down to Utora. A strong, captivating piece. This was powerful, and quite honestly, I loved it. It kept me gripped and excited. The whole setup isn't exactly groundbreaking, though, but definitive you here in this as well. So, well done. Way to, you know, keep yourself pumped up as we moved into the playoffs. VOC. Damn. Well-written, blazing, absolutely blazing line breaks here. You really stepped into your element with this one. My only complaint, again, not exactly groundbreaking on the creative front. In fact, I'm fairly certain I remember seeing something like this from you in the past. So, either way, you have a very strong entry here, and you may be playoff bound with this one, so good job. And finally, Eris. Eris. I have three words that I wrote down in this. Three, that's it. My fucking god. Now, that's a little vague and doesn't really help. But not only did this piece just fucking blow my mind in the best possible way, and essentially catapult you into the playoffs. This is an amusing fact. You also pulled this last year. You punched your ticket to the playoffs in the last possible round, and you have done it again. And not only that, I have also cleared this one with a nice stamp for the highest possible honor that can be bestowed to a piece. Yes, that's right, folks. This one is Hall of Perfection bound. This was glorious. Entertaining, creative, exciting, fun, great. You took a concept that could have otherwise been given to me God knows how many countless times, and just owned the fuck out of it. I really like. I'm sitting here just like waving my hands in complicated gestures that I somehow subconsciously think you'll be able to see, but you can't see. This was amazing. Like, this was just fucking great. And really, when I look at all these pieces, you know, yes, I harped on a few, but these have all been phenomenal. At the start of GGW, I had this whole tirade about how lately pieces have sucked, and I've been uninspired and unmotivated to even read them because they just sucked. These were great. Like, this is the shit that I wanted to see all year. This one Word file is just glorious. So you've all done amazing jobs with this one. I am stoked. So where does this leave us? Well, this leaves us with the glorious, you know, moment when I tell you what happens with the playoffs. Now, what this means with Eris's last, you know, second win essentially, is that we have Eutora, PK, Black Gabriel, Eris, and TLM all with punch tickets. Black Gabriel won two rounds, which means the eighth spot is essentially gone. So there's really two more left. There's the wild card, and then there's the top total. Now, the top total is actually currently held by PK. So this is the difficult decision, and this is where things get a little bit questionable. Looking at the performances, I have to give the wild card to VOC. She wasn't here for the full scope of the contest, which usually is my kind of tie-breaking criteria, but in the four rounds she's entered, they've all been surprisingly, not surprisingly, but you know, very strong entries from her in the four rounds that she's been here. And even though it's only four rounds, the impact made is fairly high. You know, the average score per round is just higher than other possible choices. Now, what this means is, so VOC is the sixth. Will there be a seventh? So, Frosted, this is where things get interesting for you. Right now, you are essentially the alternate, which means you should submit a piece for me next round, because if anyone misses, you automatically take their place. That's how that works. I don't want people, you know, getting freebies or whatever. Like, you earn your place here, so you should write a piece for this next round. However, the alternate status might not be all. If PK defers her top score title over the qualifiers, that means this automatically drops to you, and you will be entered as the seventh participant in the playoffs. So right now, I'm kind of waiting on asking her this, you know, glorious question. Does Frosted get let in officially? I don't know yet, but you should enter anyway. This is how this works. And of course, I am the biggest douchebag possibly ever. I was sitting here this morning thinking, what prompt could I give just to fuck with all of you? And really, this is something that I take pride in. You know, the prompts are supposed to be essentially tests. If you win GGW, not only did you write well through all of those qualifiers, but you passed the playoff tests, and they are tests. And I take great pride in throwing out the most random fuck-all challenges ever. And the only thing I could think of was, wouldn't it be funny if I just gave them something apeshit terrible to edit? Give them an editing challenge. And then I was like, but no, editing doesn't work. I need to do something worse. So that assignment is go back to page 7, post 3 of this contest by Wingmaster. This is arguably the worst entry I've ever received. It's just a disaster. I mean, I wish I could be nice about it, but when people ask me on the side, what is the worst thing you have ever read? I go and I read this aloud to them. I mean, I do. It's sad, but it's true. So your assignment is to go take that piece, raise the travesty from the dead, rewrite it in your own image, and turn it into something brilliant. So, yes, your assignment is essentially turn a turd into a diamond. That's what I want, and don't fucking blow it, or you will be gone. And, you know, I know you all want to capture the crown that is GGW7. And that being said, get the hell off my audio file. You god damn hippies!